as it was a hello.
Yes.
As it was a few minutes ago, Mr. President, it as I thought worthless. Now I think between now and 2:45 we can fashion something out of it. I say worthless because it was an ill-defined objection to the Bosch negotiating approach, without a real solid alternative, even without a real, in my opinion, solid basis for criticizing the Bosch approach. Tom starts with what I think is a valid point, that the key to the whole situation is non-communist control of the armed forces. None of us disagree on that. He says you'll never get it through Bosch. I say, well, I don't know exactly what it is that we want to get that he's refused us. The names that we had the other night, Bosch had agreed to. We didn't get them because the Navy candidate, who was a loyalist candidate, refused to serve. But as far as I know, Bosch hasn't failed to agree or accept non-communist individuals for that set of positions that we would suggest. So we went round and round on names. Now, between now and 2:45, they're going to try and draw up a list of names that we would agree would represent non-communist control of the forces, and then we'd see whether those are names that Bosch has been willing to accept or hasn't been willing to accept. In any case, that's one problem I had with the report. The second problem I had with the report is this: if you don't like the Bosch avenue of action, what alternative is there? And that wasn't sketched out clearly. Now, between now and 2:45, we'll try to sketch it out clearly. Basically, it comes down to this: we don't like the Bosch approach. He doesn't have any control over the rebels. We've got to cut the rebels down to size and let the rebels and the loyalists then negotiate between themselves in a way that will assure that the loyalists will come out on top and retain control of the armed forces. How do you do that? You let the loyalists fight for several days, clean up the north. The loyalists don't have power sufficient to clean out the rebels in the south. If you let the loyalists and the rebels fight freely, Tom says that the rebels would be victors over the loyalists. The only way to prevent that is for the U.S. to step in and gradually squeeze the rebels down. How do we do that? We move the U.S. LOC line southward a block or two at a time. This would cause some fighting. We'd eventually, hopefully, get that line down to the very southern tip of that business section and squeeze the rebels in there, at which point presumably they'd give up. If they didn't give up, we'd starve them out. Ultimately, they'd be forced into negotiations with the loyalists. The loyalists would have more power than the rebels and would come out on top and assure control of the armed forces. That's basically the alternative.
How can you assure control of the armed forces by anybody that the people wouldn't support?
Well, frankly, I don't think you can, Mr. President. I don't think the plan has anything to support it, but I think it ought to be sketched out in as attractive a form for you as we possibly can, and then you can choose between the two. Of the two, I strongly favor continuing with the Bosch approach, and I think, goddammit, we ought to tell you whom we think would be satisfactory in command of the armed forces, which apparently we haven't yet done.
I have talked to Hoover, and Hoover says that he has never received the proposed names of people that would be...
Well, they don't have any names. At least they haven't given them to Hoover or me or anybody else. I completely agree with you. Now, between now and 2:45, they're supposed to do this. I just walked in the door 2 minutes ago. I spent 2 hours over at State this morning on it.
All right. Now, Smiley's raising hell about giving the same income tax benefits to Dominican boys, our boys that are fighting there, as we do in Vietnam. What's the answer?
You mean because we aren't giving them?
No, yeah, that's right. He says they're entitled to the same thing as the Vietnamese.
Well, we're not in a war down there yet. My golly, this is... It just complicates the situation. We can do it, but it puts a whole new light on what situation we're in the Dominican Republic. I would think from a public relations point of view, it'd be very bad. At least let's try to put it off 2 or 3 days. If we're going to be there for months fighting, sure. But if we can settle this next week or so, I think it'd be a mistake to do it, Mr. President.
All right. Let's tell him that. Now then, I think that Cy ought to be instructed to be positive. I told him when talking to him earlier today to get me the answers, whether we were letting their troops go through the lines, whether we were letting planes off the ground, whether we were letting helicopters, as they allege. I can't believe that Palmer would be violating my orders, knowingly certainly, but they are making all these allegations. Now, if these networks show up with any honest pictures that show our boys in tanks together or trucks together or other things, it's going to be hell, and it'd be contrary to the position we've taken right along. And I sure think if anything you can do to stop that, they're warning us now. And the communists are really shoving to prove this. And their propaganda is better than ours, and our networks don't know any better. They just, you got it?
Yeah, I'll get on.
All right.